wouldn't he? And what would you call him? He'd be the...
Well, they would walk over. You'd have them side by side. The mules. They'd walk right down the middle. Middle of the road, they'd call
it. With
that.
A turning plow?
Huh? Well, you'd have a most of, see, you, if you're doing heavy work, you'd have two of them together.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have a double tree, they call it, see?
I see. And what would hitch up to each of the, to that double tree? Each would have their own?
Then they'd have a single tree.
Oh.
See?
Yeah.
You'd have a double tree on end. On each side of the double tree, you'd have a single tree, see, with chain hooking to the side. In other words, they hook right to the double tree.
On a wagon, the
same thing. You'd have a tongue, a wagon tongue.
Yeah.
And a mule would be on each side of the tongue. And it'd be hooked to the back of the you'd have that harness chain would be hooked to a single tree, we call it, on each side of the wagon.
Would you ever run four to a wagon?
No, we did very much here.
I see. Yeah.
Mostly two.
Yeah. What about the lead horse or the side horse? Did you ever hear the wheel horse or the side
no,
horse?
No, we didn't have too much. There. You mean like in the...
When you had two teams.
We never had two teams.
Yeah. Do you have those big old things that look like cattle they pull?
An ox?
Yeah. Have a yoke of...
No, we didn't have that. Might have had before me, you know. But, I hadn't had the, like I said, with the mules and things, I hadn't had much experience. Too much. I mean, I remember it all real good, but Dad and they never would let us do that kind of. All we did was chop and pick and stuff like that.
Yeah. What about the wheel of the wagon would go, they'd have an iron
rim on it with spokes, wood spokes.
Okay, and then the wooden part inside it was inside the rim. That was the...
Just spokes.
The spokes went into the...
Into the axle?
No, they, from the axle they went into the...
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't there a wooden part? The feller? Or,
we just called it a rim, wagon rim.
Okay.
I mean, see?
You had to keep that wagon, how'd you keep the thing turning smoothly?
Well, you'd have to pack it with grease.
Yeah.
On the inside of that axle.
Did you ever have to do that?
Yeah.
You say you did what? You'd
grease it, you'd pack it.
Got your hands all...
Oh, greasy.
Yeah. That was nasty stuff, right? Oh. That was big. That was that thick axle stuff, right?
Yeah, axle grease they called it.
Yeah.
Real heavy grease. Stayed there a long time. Of course, you didn't go no speed. You know.
You had to keep that wheel
greased up.
Yeah. Would you ever have the tire would start coming off the rim?
Yeah.
They'd run it in water, that sort of thing, to tighten it up.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Make the wood swell out.
Oh, yeah. Well, that, you'd get bad enough, you'd tie it with wire.
Yeah. Did you have your own horse? In other words, how would you call horses in from the field?
The horses?
Yeah.
When you feed them, they'd come in. You mean from the field?
Yeah.
Oh, they had a bell you'd ring at 12 o'clock. That was something. Yeah, well, they used to have that.
Well, that was
the mules. That's the mules, yeah. I let them know what 12 o'clock was. I remember a little of that, but not too much of that. But we had this feed, though. When you feed them, all the mules, they come up to eat. Would be no problem there.
You'd feed them in?
And give them oats, and we had a feed trough, give them oats and hay.
I see.
So you get hay out of the barn, and put in the manger there. And we'd feed them oats. We had a...
Manger?
A hay manger. They call it a hay manger.